Hare Krishna. So Krishna is explaining Arjuna very nicely in 3rd chapter, Shloka 11 and 12, that it's very, very important to offer whatever is given to us as gifts back to the demigods. And when they are pleased, they will keep showering their mercy and all our necessities will be fulfilled. And that's what he's telling in these two shlokas, shloka number 11 and 12. And in 12th shloka, he emphasizes on one point. If suppose you don't give back to the demigods, what will happen? You'll be called as a thief. Now there might be a question that, what about those people who are doing the offering, who are offering to the demigods or offering to Krishna? What about them? And the ones who are not offering, apart from getting the title as thief, does anything else also happen? Now Krishna is answering this question for the benefit of all of us. A very important shloka to start with. Shloka number 13. Yagya shishtashana santo muchyante sarva kilbishahi bhungte te twagam papa epachantyatma karanat. So here Krishna is telling that santaha, now who is santaha? The devotees of the Lord, santaha. What happens to them? Muchyante sarva kilbishahi. They are freed from all kinds of sins. Hey, what are they doing? Why are they getting freed from all kinds of sins? The first word, yagya shishta. Because they are offering, they are doing yagyas. And then they are accepting, that is, ashinaha. Then they are accepting the food which is offered, which is the remnants of the sacrifice. So, muchyante sarva kilbishahi. They are freed from all sins. Now the question is, what happens to those who are not offering? The thieves, what about them? Here it is said, ye pachantya atma karana, those people who are cooking for themselves, eating for their own sense gratification, what happens to them? Bhungte te tva agham papa. They are not eating food. They are actually eating sin. That's a very heavy verse. So, when we are reading this, when we are hearing the shloka, the first question that comes to the mind is, why is Krishna so eager to receive offerings from these people? Krishna doesn't get that in Goloka Vrindavan. Mother Yashoda is not preparing. So, it's not that Krishna who wants it, but it's the devotees who are offering with love. Very beautiful shloka from Brahma Samhita, which says, Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaha sadaiva radayeshu vilokayanti. So in this particular shloka, it's very beautifully mentioned by Lord Brahma that the devotees of the Lord who are there, their eyes are anointed with love, love of God. And when they're loving God, when they have that love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, what happens? They keep seeing the Lord, they keep taking darshan of the Lord, they keep experiencing the presence of the Lord in their heart all the time, 24/7. Now when they are in love with the Lord, what else they can do? Everything that they have in their life, they offer it to the Lord. I was thinking about an analogy, and one nice analogy came to my mind. Listen to this carefully. So suppose a mother who is having a very, very nice, humble, obedient child. Even if the child is not obedient, still the mother will give lots of love, isn't it? But there was one mother who was cooking in the kitchen, gulab jamuns. And then inside the kitchen, she is cooking. And after cooking, what she did? She started eating. And outside the child is saying, I'm hungry. And the mother is saying, nothing is there inside. Tell me, which mother will do this? So here, the mother, she'll cook first and offer that to the child. Why? The child has told, if you don't offer it to me, you know, you'll get sins. It's because the mother is loving the child. It's automatically, out of love, that service aspect comes out in the form of, you know, giving those foodstuffs to the child. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they are in so much love with the Lord. They want to serve the Lord all the time, 24/7. And one way in which they serve the Lord or reciprocate with the Lord or show the love is by offering the foodstuffs to Krishna. They don't eat anything without offering to Krishna first. This is a very, very important point, you know, to understand. And what happens when they do this? They're freed from all kinds of sins. Now, what sins are we talking about? While cooking, there are five kinds of sins, you know, that we do. Five kinds of violence. I've just noted that. This comes in Vishnu Samhita, where it says that the five violent action towards other living entities in the kitchen, they are caused by first mortar, grinding stone, the stove, the broom, and the water pot. These are the five ones. Now, when it comes to mortar and grinding stone, I think we can replace that with the mixer that, you know, are there nowadays, and the grinding, the floor grinding machine or whatever, you know, all those machines which are there. So, in all that, the living entities are troubled, whom we cannot see, maybe, yes. So, in this way, those five kinds of sins are already there when the cooking is happening. So, now when we offer that food to Krishna, what happens? Krishna purifies, you know, that food. In one of our temple, very nicely it is written, prasadam, and then, you know, there was a hyphen, and it says, karma free, or sin free. So, in this way, we understand that when we offer food to Krishna, who is getting benefited? It's not Krishna. Everything in this world belongs to Krishna. Everything. And so, it's not that only when we offer, he's going to get. And Mother Yashoda and Srimati Radharani, they prepare best of the best foodstuffs. Our foodstuffs are nothing in front of that. So, when we're offering food to Krishna, we are getting benefited. And Krishna is so merciful. He accepts our contaminated foodstuffs and make it purified and says, chalo, take prasadam. But the ones who don't offer, here Prabhupada makes a very emphatic point. So he's saying that the ones who prepare food for self or sense gratification are not only thieves, but also the eaters of all kinds of sins. So first tag is there, sin. Sorry, first tag is there as thief. And there's another tag that is coming, sinner. So the person literally suffers for this lifetime after lifetime. It's a bit horrifying to hear all this. But then, you know, why to get into this? You know, we have an option. We have an option of offering food to Krishna and having prasadam and be free from all the sins. Now this yajna that we are talking about, this is the yajna, offering food to Krishna. And along with that, you know, the devotees, they do yajnas in various ways. It's called as Navavida Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto, he says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. So these are the nine different types or ways in which, you know, the love is offered to Krishna, or the bhakti is done basically. Out of which the Shravanam and Kirtanam are the topmost. And what is the Shravanam and Kirtanam? Shravanam means hearing, Kirtanam means chanting. And we are talking about the Sankirtan Yajna, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, it's very clear that anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day, and second, offers food to Krishna and then only accept, what happens? Such a person is freed from all the sins, not just of this life, from all the past lives, not just one or two, all of them. So this is a very, very nice practical point which we can implement in our day-to-day life. And here, Prabhupada ends the purport by saying, in order for people to become happy in all respects, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtan Yajna in full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there can be no peace or happiness in the world. If you really want to be happy, this is the process. Do Sankirtan, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And second, offer food to Krishna. Now the question might be, how to offer food to Krishna? So you can see the description block. Now we will be mentioning each and every point that is needed, you know, to be taken care of while offering food to Krishna, or how to prepare, what not to put, what to put, etc., etc. And we are also planning to make a video on how to offer the foodstuffs to Krishna. So that will come soon. So in this way, Krishna made it very clear what is sin and how can we be freed from sin. And in the 14th shloka, Krishna is giving a tight slap to Arjuna for all the reasons that he has given till now. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.